Hello and welcome to Skipton Talks with Mortgage Strategy. In today's episode, I'm joined by Charlotte Harrison, CEO Home Financing at Skipton Building Society, and Andrew Montlake, Managing Director at Correco. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about an exciting new product that Skipton Building Society has launched, the Track Record Mortgage. So this will be for first-time buyers who can provide a track record of renting over the last 12 months. So Charlotte, can you kind of start us off by telling us more about Track Record and what this means for lending, Skipton, and mortgage customers in general?
Yes, absolutely. And thank you for the intro, because I'm really pleased that you said it's an exciting new product, which
for me, it's definitely exciting as someone who is a renter and first time buyer. So, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Good. And that's exactly how I feel about it as well. And we do at Skipton. So the Track Record mortgage, what we've been trying to solve for, if you will, in the mortgage market is helping more people who have a proven track record of ability to pay a mortgage. So they've got a proven affordability, but they perhaps don't have access to the wealth that comes with saving a deposit. And so we know that it's been talked about for years, hasn't it, that people say that they're trapped in rental cycles, and actually with the pace at which house prices have increased and grown, how do you save the tens of thousands of pounds for a deposit? Mm-hmm. And so what we're really trying to do is tap into a market that provide a solution to a market problem that doesn't really exist today. You know, at the moment, we know there are products out there that support affordability and deposits. So you've got the likes of shared ownership, first home schemes, family mortgages. We had Help to Buy, but we don't have anything there that helps really people trapped in rent. And some research that we conducted said eight out of 10 tenants feel trapped. Mm. And yet nearly half of them think that they can afford a mortgage, or in actually that a mortgage is more affordable.
Yeah, definitely.
And so what we're trying to do what we've done is designed a product that's absolutely aimed at that target market to try and solve for that problem.
Yeah. I've seen similar sentiment amongst my peers as well, kind of feeling the same way, where it's like, I can afford it, but, you know, getting onto that ladder seems to be so difficult. So from your perspective, Andrew, what is your view on this product innovation?
Well, thank you for having me on, first of all. Yeah, I think, first of all, it's very exciting to actually be talking about product innovation full stop. So well done on that. Well done on that. I think it's really interesting. I think we are seeing in the housing market, and we have seen it over the last few years especially, there's a real disconnect now between the haves and have-nots. And there's a whole generation of people who feel like they are stuck in the rental market, and they don't have that security of being able to own their own home. There was talk many years ago that actually the world has changed and people like renting now. They don't want to own anything. You know, they download everything. But again, that hasn't really taken off. You only have to look at taking that music theme. People are really into vinyl again. They do like owning stuff. Yeah. And all our research shows that even young people, they do aspire still to own their own home. And it's really important that we do try and do something to help them. So innovation is very much needed. And for a long time also, we've been very outspoken on it, that actually if you are paying a certain amount of rent and you're proving that you can handle that and that it's affordable to you, then why isn't that being taken into account in mortgage affordability? So from that point of view, this type of product is really welcome. And people are struggling, especially with the cost of living crisis, to raise deposits, especially at a time when rental yields and rental prices are going up even more and more. So people are stuck in a catch-22. So although I've been slightly dismissive of 100% mortgages in previous previous roles, I think the market is very, very different now. Mm-hmm. And I think the way you're introducing this looks very sensible. So I welcome this.
Yeah.
Can I just say as well, sorry to jump in, but I just say to your point there that I really, I love that you talk about haves and have-nots, and that is exactly what we're trying to create a change for. So I've looked at house price growth over the last decade. That's we've seen over the last 10 years, 74% increase in house prices, 35% mm-hmm. increase in wages. So once you're on the property ladder, if that's what you want, and knowing that actually some people do want to rent, you're absolutely right. But once you're onto that property ladder and you start to see that benefit, then you gain the benefit of that increased wealth. And that's where that intergenerational aspect comes. But if you're never able to get there to begin with, it continually races ahead, doesn't it, in terms of that, the disparity in what you've got to save and contribute.
No, definitely. I guess it would continue to perpetuate that cycle and probably broaden the gap in terms of society overall. I think you started to mention a bit more about criteria for this particular product, but can you give us a bit more detail about what you would need in order to kind of get the track record mortgage, Charlotte?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think touching on Andrew's point around, you know, perhaps previously being not a huge advocate or supporter for 100% lending, you know, elephant in the room, absolutely, let's call it out that, you know, this is moving up a risk curve, and therefore our, you know, criteria in affordability assessment will be strict. So, you know, completely put it out there that this isn't going to be blank open checkbook for everybody. We absolutely have designed this product with strict lending controls in place because we want to protect customer, we want to protect the society, the Skipton and Building Society as well. So just a whistle stop tour of some of the key criteria. So the product will be a 5-year fixed only. So we're offering a 5-year fixed on initial launch, minimum applicant age being 21 and a max mortgage term of 35 years. This is the key bit, obviously. So we're asking for a minimum of 12 months rental payments where the rent is equal to or higher than what their monthly mortgage payment would be. It's available up to and including 100% loan to value. And then whilst we want to see that evidence of rental payments and it's on a household to household basis, we will also be assessing affordability in the round. So we will be looking at credit score, indebtedness, all the metrics you would normally expect anyway. So these applications will go through our full underwriting and application process.
Yeah. And Andrew, is that something that you think will cover when it comes to the advice that you would give your customers?
Yeah, I think it's very important. I mean, my views on 100% were always actually I like people to have some skin in the game. So I think people look after their properties a little bit more when they put some of their own money in. And that might have been true maybe a decade or so ago. But actually now, when you've got a situation where people just can't get that skin in the game, you have to start thinking differently. And it, as Charlotte said, it doesn't seem like it's just an open checkbook and, you know, you're going to have 50 times income and that type of thing. It's really important you do have those checks and balances in terms of standard normal criteria to go with all this, and that underwriting will be done properly. And that's something that's really important. Skipton's always had a good reputation in doing that. And I wouldn't expect anything less. So the fact it's a 5-year fix as well, again, very sensible. because there's obviously more chance that that you'll avoid things like negative equity because you're making those repayments over the five-year period. So it's little things like that that really start to put little green ticks in the boxes from an advisor point of view, so you can really have that proper discussion with the client about working out why it might be suitable for them rather than actually trying to steer them away from it. So I think from an advisor point of view, this will be very welcome and will be a useful tool in our armory to help people who might have struggled to get on the housing ladder previously.
Yeah, definitely. And Charlotte, what do you perceive the response will be to from the market with this product?
So for market response, you know, people will absolutely sit in two camps, won't they? So we'll have the excitement of, yes, we're seeing some innovation. Yes, we're seeing some change. You know, great that somebody's going first. There will understandably be the concerns and questions that we've just kind of referenced in terms of, you know, are we adding enough robust controls? What about negative equity? Should people have skin in the game? So, you know, I'm alive to that. We know that those kinds of questions and thoughts will play out, and they should do. Because, you know, we should always, you know, be really balanced in what we're wanting in terms of what we're offering our customers. And we want to make sure that we've got that responsible lending approach. So, you know, we're kind of, from my perspective, going through the multiple risk committee meetings to get this approved. You know, I've welcomed very much all that challenge and hence why it's been what I believe is a well thought through proposition. I think what we'd ultimately love to see in the market in terms of the response is some followership as well. So this is around, yes, you know, I'm excited that we're bringing this to market, but we don't want to be the only one. You know, we want other lenders to, you know, do something similar and support, because actually the more awareness of that there is, the more actual societal change you make. So this isn't just a product for Skipton. You know, we would like to see that, you know, other lenders take up suit and do something similar. And then you're creating a broader playing field in which, you know, people are able to access this market and access this type of product. And it just creates a better awareness overall.
Yeah. And Andrew, from your understanding of the market, do you think that lenders will follow suit?
I think they will watch what happens first. And I think Charlotte's right. There will be as much flack as there will be praise. You will have the normal media jumping into the sort of the here we go again headlines, 100%. Mm. This is an issue. I think it's interesting. I think a lot of lenders have been looking at this for a while and waiting for someone to take a lead. So I think probably by the end of the year, you might see one or two others also coming into this market, dependent on how it starts to go. And to a certain extent, Skipton will have taken the flak first of all.
Yeah.
The conversation is being had, and that's, as Charlotte said, that's a really good thing, because we are having the conversations and we are having them in a sensible adult way. I think you might well see a couple of other lenders come into play. A lot depends on funding and what happens in the economy generally, because if last year taught us anything, it's that things can change just like that.
Yeah, definitely. There'll be fluctuations. And I can imagine that people will probably be a bit skeptical, like you have previously said, Andrew, you were. But from your side, with your peers, do you feel that it will build momentum or...
Yeah, I do. I mean, the proof will be in the pudding, obviously, in terms of actually the underwriting process, and the pricing is going to be very important as well. I mean, obviously, we know swap rates can change, so pricing can change. And that's going to be interesting. What I do know is that people are already talking about it at Corico. So, you know, our brokers are already asking me, oh, what's this product? This sounds really exciting. I've got a few people who this might be able to help. So I think from a broker point of view, brokers are really good at latching on to innovation and new products and working it out and getting it out to our clients if it's suitable. So I think from a broker perspective, if the pricing's right, if all the underwriting's right and it starts to work, then yes, I think that it can definitely gain momentum.
Okay. So Charlotte, you have talked about this being 100% mortgage, but can you give us a bit more detail into what the thought process was behind creating that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, I touched on it earlier a little bit, but what we've been trying to do is look and say where this has been rooted in is, If you are continually paying the equivalent or more in many cases, or as has been for a number of years, you're paying more in rent than what an equivalent mortgage would be. You have the desire and aspiration to get onto the property ladder, but your excess income in terms of savings just it means that you could be talking about 10, 15 years before you actually save the deposit required. Why don't we want to help those people? And the answer is we do. So that was the thinking around the 100%. Actually, you know, we've had LTV brackets in increments of 5% for years, haven't we? And actually, the initial starting thought process on this was, well, why is it 95? Why is it not 96 or 97? Or actually, what is a deposit requirement nowadays? I mean, I looked at some data, and you know, the average first time buyer deposit last year was nearly 60k. So you know, the not insignificant amounts.
Yeah.
And how do you save that? How do you get there when you're paying £1,200, £1,500 a month in rent? So that was the premise around it. And it really is about taking a step back and saying how, you know, we're a building society. So our purpose is to help people own their own home and to help them save for the life ahead. That is our purpose, our mutual ethos. So, you know, are we backing ourselves on that? And what more could we be doing? And we've done loads of investment in our first time buyer proposition over the recent years. I touched on some of the schemes and initiatives and innovation earlier around, you know, the income boosters, the shared ownership schemes. So we've been investing in that. And this is a continuation of, well, what markets aren't we supporting? Where could we add more value? Where could we make a difference? And so that's what we've leaned into. And in terms of, you know, the approach and the actual design concept of the product, to Andrew's point around, you know, if the underwrite works, if it's meets the affordability, if the price is right and the criteria is right, then yes, this could gain momentum. You know, we are in to some degree uncharted territories with designing this product. So actually having that feedback and understanding, does it work, or where would you want to make enhancements, where would you want to do something slightly different, is also what we're wanting to look at over the next few months as we see things, as we see how it's performing. Because we're not going to write all of Skipton's lending at 100% LTV tomorrow, but we also want to write a meaningful volume that then we can stand behind it and say, well, yes, we've achieved what we wanted to set out to do, and we have supported more people onto the property ladder. So some of that feedback loop will be really, really important as well over the next few months.
Yeah. And Andrew, I know that you said that you have been skeptical of products like this in the past. Obviously, it's something that you'll have to see as time goes on, as Charlotte's been talking about, but what would make you less skeptical about this being something that is positive in the long run, if this is something, a product innovation that should be around for X amount of years?
I think it's about giving people proper choice and choice as long as they're advised properly. Mm-hmm. How I would approach it is very much it's about sitting down with people, making sure they understand the risks, making sure that they understand that it's something that they need to take seriously and understand all the things that could go wrong as well as could go right, and that's what a mortgage broker will do day in, day out anyway. Right. Yeah. I mean, in the long term, as I said before, it's about the proof that you are making a difference. You are helping people. People mm-hmm. are getting onto the property ladder. They are understanding their product. There are mm-hmm. in 5 years' time, they don't have issues. Mm-hmm. They are able to move on to another new product or a product transfer rate that's good and affordable and that there aren't issues and that the market becomes a little bit more, it's not just a space just for one player and there's actually choice around. So I think comfort obviously sometimes comes with a bit of hindsight, which is quite difficult. But I think where I get comfort and I think where some of the other brokers will get comfort is around the, as Charlotte mentioned, the underwriting procedure and the checks and balances that go with this. This isn't just a frivolous lending. It's actually sensible, well thought out products and to try and make a difference. And let's see how many people it actually helps.
Yeah.
And just adding on to that the in terms of the types of things that you were saying there, Andrew, around, you know, what are advisors going to want to understand or seek or to get that comfort? Those are absolutely all the things that as a lender designing this, we've been asking ourselves, you know, what are the refinancing options at the end of the 5 years? Are we going to have trapped with Skipton borrowers because we don't want that? You know, we want to retain them, obviously, but we want them to have optionality. You know, we want more lenders to come into the market because we want them to be more choice. Mm. All of that is in our thought process as well. So it's good to hear, having kind of designed this in some secret room at the society, not really. But, absolutely, all of that thought process and challenge has gone into this, because you're absolutely right. Mm. We're designing this for a customer with a need that isn't being met. We don't want to create future problems.
Yeah.
We want them to say we're thrilled with that, and that was a brilliant advice. Thank you very much. And we're now excited. We've got our home, and we're off. We go. We're onto the property ladder, and that's what you're wanting to achieve.
Yeah, that's very important, especially with the Consumer Duty coming in our relationship with the foreseeable harm and how we advise very, very carefully. And the last thing that anyone wants to create is any more mortgage prisoners in any way. And looking at the way you're doing this, it seems like you are taking every sensible approach to avoid that.
And so finally, Andrew, as someone who is responsible for giving advice to customers, what will your approach be with kind of discussing this product with potential customers?
It's the same as always, really. It's understanding fully the client's needs, making sure that if this is an option for them, that we're discussing it fully and making sure that they understand the concept, making sure that they understand some of the risks involved potentially in terms of if there is a negative change to house prices, and just making sure that we've done our due diligence and the client is happy and it's something that is definitely the best, most suitable product for them. So our advice process doesn't change, but in terms of, you know, much as we do this, a similar thing, if someone's borrowing 95% loan to value or even 90% loan to value, anyone with a high LTV, you're taking that little bit of extra time around the house pricings and what could go wrong, etc. And making sure that a client can not just afford it now, but can also prepare, helping them to prepare for some of the issues that might come along the way. And knowing that they've got a broker partner there and a lending partner who will listen to them if they do have any issues. So I think advice wise, it's just following our normal advice procedure, just maybe taking that little bit extra care as you would anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, fantastic. I think we'll wrap it up there. Thank you so much for speaking with me today, Charlotte and Andrew.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Thank you.
I really enjoyed talking about it as a first time, well, listening as a first time buyer. I'm quite excited for this product, as I said before. And I look forward to seeing where this goes.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. And to find out more about Skipton's brand new track record mortgage product and full eligibility criteria, visit their website, www.skipton-intermediaries.co.uk. See you next time.